This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Yesterday, Congressman Paul Mitchell, who represents the Thumb region of the state, announced that he's leaving the Republican Party over its inability to accept the results of the 2020 presidential election. He said so in a letter to GOP Party Chair Ronna McDaniel and added that the party is on track to cause long-term damage to democracy. Paul Mitchell was retiring this year anyway, but he joins Justin Amash, another rep from Michigan, as the only two members of Congress to abandon the GOP over its shifts in the Trump era. Let's listen to Paul Mitchell speaking on this show after he announced his retirement from Congress amid criticism of the president.
That's the problem here. So people worry first about elections, about winning elections, and first, foremost, and sometimes only. And that is one of the issues that we're dealing with here. It's nice if we actually solve a few problems.
With us to unpack the story is Rick Pluta, Capitol Bureau Chief for Michigan's public radio stations. Hi, Rick. Would you remind us of the career path that led Paul Mitchell to Congress?
Yeah, he was not a previous office holder. He is a very wealthy man who put a lot of his own money into his campaign, which is not unusual, although he is one of the wealthiest people in Congress. And like a lot of wealthy people, when they get to Congress, that they find out that it's not an individual endeavor, that it's very driven by partisanship, by the conference that you're in, and loyalty and playing along is an expectation.
What were his bread and butter issues?
He was basically a lot of the of the classic Republican agenda: low taxes, less regulation. He looked out for his Thumb area district, and he was part of what was called the Republican Study Group, which was basically an effort to push conservative causes in Congress.
Some people turned on Paul Mitchell this week for pointing out that Joe Biden had clearly won the election. He was name-called in some quarters as a Republican in name only or a rhino. What kind of politician have you observed Paul Mitchell to be?
I've actually known him professionally for a while, and he, again, which is not unusual for business people who go into politics, is that he considers himself a common sense, can-do kind of person who thought that he could help break the mold of politics and found out that maybe the mold is more powerful than his intentions.
Does that track in any way, do you think, with his statement that he's going to leave the Republican Party and that the direction the party is taking under Donald Trump is perhaps, in his view, misguided?
I guess there are two things that come to mind. And one of them is that, especially as a relative newbie in Congress, it's very hard to swim against the tide, that, you're working with hundreds and hundreds of members of both parties. Majority can switch back and forth, as, we've seen even during Paul Mitchell's time in Congress, and it can be difficult to make an individual impact if you're not willing to wait it out and rise in the ranks of seniority.
So it sounds like you were perhaps less than surprised at this news yesterday.
Well, usually what happens is accomplished people decide that Congress isn't their thing, they just kind of throw up their hands, serve out their terms, and go home. In Paul Mitchell's case, he took the very unusual step of, before his term was over, making, in some respects, a symbolic statement and withdrawing from the Republican conference and having himself formally listed as an independent. And that got a lot of attention because it sends a message, and it sends a message to the Republican leadership that people like him are not happy with an unwillingness to play the game, I guess, in this respect, by the rules, that Donald Trump lost, even though, Republicans didn't do that badly in the election, and the Republican leadership should push the president to make him understand that reality. I mean, that was the straw that broke the camel's back in this case.
As I mentioned, Paul Mitchell joins Justin Amash among Michigan Republicans who've left the party this year. I mean, two of the state's seven conservative congressmen. A third, Fred Upton, has never shied away from being critical of the president. What does all this say about Michigan's conservative politics right now?
Well, Fred Upton has always considered himself as hovering in that arena between moderate and conservative. And he's part of what's known as the Problem Solvers Caucus, which is bipartisan. And their idea is to find places where politicians, either conservative versus progressive, you know, within the caucus, within the conferences, or, you know, going across the aisle, to find issues where, you know, they can actually make things happen rather than, you know, just debate from, you know, one side to the other side without getting much done. And so that's kind of the, you know, Upton position, that in the case of Justin Amash, that he came in to push the party, the Republican Party, and the Congress in a more libertarian direction. And I think, somewhat like Paul Mitchell, found his ambitions thwarted by the power of the conference system in Congress. And then, you know, Paul Mitchell, again, the same thing, that, you know, he wanted to find some places to get things done and wound up with the same level of frustration, which in the end kind of is something more than a symbolic measure. He sent a message by saying, look, I'm not even going to consider myself a Republican anymore if this is the way that the Republican leadership is going to change, is going to behave when, you know, the election is settled. By all accounts.
Rick Pluta covers politics for Michigan's public radio stations. Rick, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, April.